Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An Obama-nominated judge ordered the U.S. government to pay for an undocumented illegal immigrant teenager's abortion at taxpayer expense in Texas. This is outrageous. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is so wrong and outrageous on so many levels. Number one, we have the policy that we implement around the country and around the world now since President Donald Trump, and it had been a longstanding policy until Barack Obama came in, that we're not going to take taxpayer dollars to pay for these abortions. That's number one. Number two, this particular person is an illegal immigrant, and this illegal immigrant wants an abortion. Now, under the Obama administration, Obama changed the policy so that these people could freely, easily get abortions. These are people who are in the country illegally, and then we are paying under the Obama administration to kill their unborn child, which is absolutely unbelievable.
It's like making the United States a sanctuary for killing children.
Well,
and
the ironic thing is so many ways, is the mother is an illegal immigrant, and the person that's in the womb, once born, would be a U.S. citizen.
Wow.
Because they're born in America, even though the parents were illegal. So we're literally taking a U.S. citizen, killing them in favor of an illegal immigrant who wants us to pay for the killing of this unborn baby.
That's a great
point.
Who
is a future U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
I mean, and so this underscores some of the problems that we have with illegal immigration. These teenagers are coming into the country, getting pregnant, then wanting you and I to pay for the killing of their children. Well, this was a federal judge, Judge Tanya Chutkan, and she's in Texas, appointed by President Obama. And the judges that Obama appointed are like him ideologically with regards to the Constitution. They're very activist judges. The Justice Department has now appealed the case, but this judge said that the U.S. government should promptly and without delay pay for and secure this teenager's abortion. The Justice Department has appealed the case, asking the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia to suspend the judge's ruling regarding the 17-year-old who crossed the border from Mexico.
You know, it's interesting. The ACLU, of course, is involved and filed a restraining order on the girl's behalf, claiming that the new federal government policy is blocking the girl from getting an abortion. It's like, well, yeah, President Trump, thankfully, has changed this policy so that these girls go to these federal funded shelters. They're taken to crisis pregnancy centers where they're encouraged to save the lives of those babies instead of killing them. So yes, it is preventing her from having an abortion.
You know, amazingly, President Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in modern history.
Thank the Lord, yes.
Frankly, in history, because this abortion issue became an issue back in 1973. So you go from the 70s till now, there have been other people who have implemented pro-life policies, but none like President Donald Trump. And so this was one of the areas the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services implemented a new policy under Trump. That's a more reasonable policy to the one compared to the radical pro-abortion, pro-death policy of Obama. Obama wanted to force and really promote abortions. He's so radical in his commitment to death and the destruction of innocent children that he was forcing American taxpayers for 8 years to pay for the killing of unborn children of these minors who are illegal immigrants that come to the United States or even others.
Yeah.
And so the HHS under Obama now discourages abortions among illegal undocumented minors who reside in federally funded shelters. These are minors who are in federally funded shelters. So they've crossed the border.
Illegal minors. Their
parents are not connected to them. We don't know where they are. So the federal government is housing them in a federally funded shelter while they're trying to figure out what to do with them. A minor gets pregnant And now that minor wants an abortion and wants you and I to pay for it. Well, now the policy under Donald Trump prevents pregnant undocumented minors in shelters from seeking abortions. As you said, it instead directs them to crisis pregnancy centers where they are encouraged to forego the abortion. Obviously, at these centers, right, they're given a lot of opportunity and options for keeping the baby, for also giving up the baby for adoption and so forth, but not killing the baby.
You know, and we just say shame, 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 shame on this judge for ordering, for actually overruling President Trump and ordering the U.S. government to, number one, pay for this teenager's abortion, and number two, she told her guardian to promptly take her without delay to get this abortion. I mean, how heartless and cruel can you be, as well as, you know, to think that you can overrule the president's policy in this situation?
You know, a judge like that ought to be required to sit down and watch the brutal destruction, pulling apart of an innocent child.
Like the video you watched when your opinion
changed. That's what impacted me.
Absolutely.
Because what I watched, the Assignment Life back in 1983.
And you were a pastor at that time.
I was a pastor, had no idea about what was going on. In fact, I have the DVD. You can find the DVD online. It's on DVD now. Back then it was reel to reel. So it was the old style kind of movie that you watch. But it is powerful. You've seen it, I think. And others, I would encourage you to watch it. But it is a video about abortion, and there's an actual abortion that takes place in that video. And then there's pieces of a baby that are put up on a silver stainless steel tray. And, you know, when you look at that, even though it's small, and even though it was one of the first trimester abortions, and there's second and third trimester abortions where they're even bigger, these first trimester abortions, they still have every identifiable piece of a human being. They have eyebrows and eyes and heartbeat and
it's life.
Ears and rib cages and hands and little fingernails. And it's life. It's a human being. And you can just imagine, you know, a full grown human being being in a corner of a room and somebody sticking a big, huge, powerful vacuum into that room, finding you, latching to your body, and then sucking you into that tube piece by piece. And the tube is going to be small enough but powerful enough to rip your body apart.
I mean, it's horrible.
This is what happens in an abortion. And so when I saw that, that ultimately radically impacted me and redirected my future from the pulpit to the courtroom and eventually went into law school. And the rest is history.
But you know, Matt, when people reject God, they reject the value of his creation, the value of life. So what a reminder for us to pray for people like this judge who has obviously rejected God, and she's rejecting the value of life.
Yeah, when you do this here, you know, and some people will look at that and hear what I say, and they'll say, well, they'll still want to go on with it. Yeah. And that is hard to imagine, someone becoming so devoid of moral compass. And that's what happens. You know, Romans chapter 1 says that when you reject the Creator and worship the created thing in place of the Creator, God eventually gives you over to a reprobate, confused, destructive mind, and all kinds of evil come out of that. And you see this evil of abortion that's here in this country. Well, this case with the ACLU first went before U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler, who refused the ACLU's request. And ultimately, from there, this judge later granted it and ordered the abortion. Pray for this case and pray for President Donald Trump and the administration, because they're under so much attack by fake news in the media. So much is invented. So much just majors on minors. And some story that should be a little thing goes on for days and sometimes weeks just to discredit him. But this is why. I mean, this is the issue here. Imagine had President Hillary Clinton been there. I even shudder to say the words, how pro-abortion this country would be here and abroad. And yet under President Donald Trump, it has become a very concerted pro-life administration. So pray for him, pray for Liberty Counsel, As we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of life, and marriage in the family, we represent Sandra Merritt. Continue to pray for her in this case with Planned Parenthood and the Attorney General in California. We represent a number of sidewalk counselors all across the country, defending them so that they can give truth to these women seeking access to these abortion clinics to take the lives of their unborn children. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.